Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com. It's what's on your mind. Tammy Eibach guest hosting for Scotty today and Monday. We've got a star-studded lineup, Mr. Mitchell, of guest hosts that are be joining us here. Quite exciting. Lots to do on the show today, brought to you by our friends at Freedom Matters USA. What a great team. We were with them on Bismarck when Candace Owens was in town. FreedomMattersUSA.com to get involved. And wanted to lead off right away this morning. It's all over national news. It's all over the conservative side of national news. And I tell you, Todd, I'm done saying the term mainstream media. It's either that side or this side. There's nothing that's mainstream anymore to me. And I know the networks are on that side now. But reporting on this thing in McHenry, where this young man was run down by what looks like someone that was quite intoxicated, Captain Brian Newen from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, been on this. I saw you on with Jesse Waters, sir. Welcome back to the show. Let's get the lay. What are we? Anything new that we know about what's going on with this case?
You know, thanks for having me on. I think the biggest thing I want people to remember is that this is a tragedy. We have an 18-year-old man that was struck and killed on Sunday, and that's the main thing about all this. We have family and friends of that individual that are hurting. This is a very small community, a small county where this individual is from. In addition, Mr. Brandt, the suspect in this case, is also from that community as well. So his family, his friends are reeling from this as well. So this is a very small community that's been impacted greatly by a very, very tragic event. And I know this has kind of been run its way up through the national media because of some statements that Mr. Brandt made on a 911 call. And
right.
As I just like to tell people is that there's no evidence to show that this was politically motivated at all, that Mr. Ellingson's part of any sort of extremist group. I couldn't even tell you right now at this point in time what political party either of those individuals are from, and it really shouldn't matter. You know, right now Mr. Brandt's been charged with criminal vehicular homicide involving a DUI and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. And that's what our evidence so far supports is that, you know, for some reason he struck Mr. Ellingson, and eventually Mr. Ellingson died from those injuries from that crash, and then he fled the scene initially, and then again before law enforcement arrived. And that's how we're investigating it right now. We don't have any evidence to suggest that it's anything else at this point in time besides a very, very tragic event, and we don't know exactly the circumstances that led up to it, but our investigation is ongoing. We're trying to uncover that.
Right.
At some point in time, hopefully we'll have those answers, but those answers probably won't come out until we have additional court hearings in this case.
Right. Well, I mean, it always goes to motive, right? I mean, he said something, but again, we don't ask you to prognosticate on what you think may or may not happen. The evidence is going to present itself, and it'll be what it'll be. But either way, like the best point, the deep takeaway is that it's just a massive tragedy. And just a sad day for McHenry and the fine folks that live there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that this has gone political.
I mean,
biggest thing here is that this is a huge tragedy. And, you know, I can understand why it potentially did, but I think there's a lot of people out there that don't really understand exactly all the circumstances of the case. You know, we're getting a lot of phone calls from across the United States on, you know, why is Mr. Brandt, why has he been released? Why was his bond only $50,000? And if you read the North Dakota Constitution, you know, any offense that you're involved and charged with, you're innocent until proven guilty, obviously, right? Number one. And offenses you're allowed to have bail. And if you meet that bail, you can be released. Everybody has that right here in North Dakota. Everybody has that right across the United States. Are there certain cases where people might not be released? Yes. But, you know, bail is held for somebody to show up for court again. are they a danger to the society? And the judge and the
right.
attorney's office have to make the best determination in those cases. And that's what was made in this case. And again, Mr. Brandt has ties to the area. And, you know, he lives in the area. He's lived in this area the entire life. He works there. And, you know, he has just as right as I do or you do to be, you know, have bail in any case that he's seeing.
Yep. And due process. So, absolutely. Yep.
And due process. And, so, you know, we're going to do the best job we can to try and get answers for not only the families involved here, but also the public. You know, we're doing this to ensure that we're providing, you know, a safe environment for everybody out there.
Yep.
And we want to try
yep.
and get the answers to exactly why this happened and make sure that we have the probable cause and then also the proof beyond a reasonable doubt when it goes to trial to get a solid conviction in this case.
Very good. All right, sir. Todd, we had some breaking news in Bismarck as well, right?
Bismarck police detectives currently investigating a murder that occurred at the Motel 6 this morning. About 12:40. Report of an individual shot in the chest. When they arrived, they found a 28-year-old male deceased from an apparent gunshot wound. They believe it was a targeted attack. They do not believe there is a danger to the general public. More information to come.
All right. Well, Captain, we'll let you get back to work. You're obviously very busy. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me on.
You
have
bet.
A good day.
Captain Brian Newen from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. There you go. I think time will tell on this whole thing. Obviously, you know, we talk about hate crimes and things like that and the verbiage that comes out of this stuff.
But can it be a hate crime if it's against a Republican? Because
That would qualify. You would think that, but who knows if that'll enter into the case.
It would legally qualify, but would there be the outrage that, hey, this is a hate crime?
We know this happened. We know this guy. He just said what happened. This guy ran down Mr. Ellingson. You know, the question is why? And he said why in his 911 call. But was that real? Was that the real reason, or was it the meth or the drunk guy talking? I don't. It'll wait to be seen. So
something official is saying no evidence. Teen was a GOP extremist
right.
on Fox News.
Nothing. Yep.
So
yep. That's what he said with Jesse Waters yesterday. There you go. I think we just calm down on this. Let's just let it play its. Play out, and we'll see how it goes.
So would that be something that somebody just launched that they hoped would catch on that would cause outrage versus what happened?
No, he called him. He did it. He called the 911. He said it. I mean, that's the excuse he came up with as to, well, you know,
right,
he thought he was feeling threatened. Well, you were the one that was driving the truck around. McHenry's not some big metropolis. I mean, there's one alley. There's one alleyway in the city, you know.
How does an 18-year-old feel? How does a 41-year-old feel threatened by an 18-year-old?
When you're behind the wheel.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
He said,
who's
that's what I'm saying, yeah. And he apparently came up with some story about he was afraid they were coming to get him. It's like, who? What are you talking about? These fascist MAGA people or
right.
what? I don't know. All the white supremacists in McHenry are after you, kid, or what?
Okay, let's pretend you're surrounded by a whole herd of people in MAGA hats, but you have a pickup and it's running.
Right.
What do you
do?
Drive away.
There you go.
Hello.
Did you guys see that news story drop all over social media before it actually hit news here?
Yes. Yeah, that's what happens now.
And I guess we are the news then, aren't we?
The viral, and Tammy, welcome Tammy Ibach, by the way. How are you?
Yeah, I was
welcome
you
back.
Don't sound anything like Scott. What the hell?
I'm good. I'm so good. Thank you for asking, and I'm happy to be on the show with you guys today. It's always fun. So let's make it an interesting day.
We will.
I think that the, we read a figure yesterday that 20% of all Facebook accounts are dead people. You've got all these, they call them bot accounts with Twitter that Musk is finding out, you know, in his purchase of Twitter, going, wait a minute, and none of these people are real. A programmer sits down and types in one thing on one topic, whatever, and propagates it onto millions of fake accounts. And all of a sudden, it's, what's the word? Trending. All of a sudden, it's trending. All of a sudden, it's viral. Well, is anything really viral? Is anything, and then it pops up, you know, the bots will throw it out there, and who knows how many friends, you know, I've got a lot of friends on the fake book or whatever.
That would explain the last election, right?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Did I say that?
It's in there, too. That's part of the cake. It's part of the baking project.
Where do you guys go for real news?
Right
when
here.
You want to find
the radio station.
Right here.
This
exactly.
Is
exactly.
Right here.
Good response, Kevin.
Yeah, right here.
That's where I go. I'm an avid listener and have been for a long time. I was trying to decide this morning how long I've been listening to KFYR. You know, I grew up in Linton on a dairy farm, and so what you have to do early in the morning is those chores. And the radio was blaring. And then when Y93 came out, well, we changed the dial, got an FM radio.
Little teeny boppers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Rock and rollers.
But a long time. I've been a long time listener, so it's fun to be on the show going solo without a sidekick, but having you two gentlemen with me.
I'm picturing Tammy with the Pat Benatar get-up with the headband and the whole thing. And
what was the first one as you flipped over?
I can hit me with your best shot.
You guys talked about Pat Benatar. She had a birthday yesterday, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
What was my first song that I could hear on Y93?
Or there's something that made you flip it over.
I don't know, but I could talk about Old Reb all day.
Oh, there you go.
Legendary.
Yeah, he's one of the greats.
Yes.
That'd be like you and I talking about Trudon Blue, Todd.
No doubt.
Well, and the original MG Kelly.
Those Old Reb footsteps that Phil Parker followed in. And, you know, not too many people have worn those shoes, but those shoes had a lot of miles on them.
All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to Trent Luce at the bottom of the hour. Open phones in and out all morning long. Tammy Eibach in for Scott.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Welcome back. Scotty's on break, heading to Rome, Italy with the You Marry crew. More of a kind of a working deal, mission thing going on. Working, kind of a working vacay, if we know the handman. So he'll be back. We got a great great lineup of guest hosts that are going to be with us for the next week. Tammy Eibach is here today and Monday. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. The Friday lunch special is on Valley City, exit 292. They've got fish and fries or Salisbury steak. is to call it fish and chips. But fish and chips is because they call chips French fries in the UK where it started. But over here, everybody goes, why did I have fries? I thought I was supposed to get chips. No, you're fish and fries. Hardwood's got pulled pork. West Main's got the fried chicken or the tuna hot dish going. And that is homemade from Mom's Recipe tuna hot dish. 12th Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish, Meatloaf on NP Avenue. Glendon's got the Tater Tot Hot Dish as well. And they serve up that good creamy chicken fettuccine on 45th Street in Fargo. Or you can do the 4 for $4. PetroServeUSA.com. They are hiring all levels, all different ranges of income as well. PetroServeUSA.com. Find out more. Tammy Eibach, good to have you back, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be here. Gentlemen, I was listening or doing some reading this morning. So it's true that the age of the Jetsons is upon us.
Yes, I saw that.
United Airlines has went into an agreement, and they're ordering 200 four-seater electric flying taxis. So when you talk about DoorDash, imagine your food arriving at your doorstep via a little airplane. They're called VTOLs, electric vertical takeoff and landing.
Well, we got the VisiPhone a few years ago. We might as well get everything else the Jetsons had. It's about time.
It's crazy, isn't it?
That
just
is.
Just to imagine.
Oh, man. I'm still waiting for my little commuter spaceship that'll fold up and go in my briefcase. Let me know when that's a reality, because that was the bomb.
You think people in New York wouldn't buy those things? Those guys spend $100 a month on parking spaces or Boston or whatever. If you could actually have your car fold up into a little briefcase and you just put it, by your front door, that would be worth zillions.
So awesome.
On the East Coast.
Well, crazy times upon us, people. Crazy times.
Amen.
Talking about radio, my son launched he dropped a song, he says. So you put it out there in all those streaming videos?
Kevin and I never used that term because in our day, if you dropped a song, the record broke on the floor and you had to go get a new one.
Yeah. The conversation.
Or it meant you weren't playing it anymore on your radio station. We dropped that song.
That too. Yeah. Oh, no, we don't play that. We dropped that. But no, you got to know the lingo. If a song drops now, it means it's now available.
Well, it's crazy to me. I listen to Y93 and KFYR for the newest Merle Haggard hit at some point. And they're dropping music on streaming services. Crazy times. And he said, Mom, it's not for old people.
It is. I have a Spotify account, young man. Okay, so there you go.
Funny. So today we're going to talk a lot of things about the Wall of Honor. And we've talked about that on this show before. It's an indoor digital display located in more than 100 locations across the state that honors veterans and first responders. So you guys know about it. So if people want to call in, talk about the Wall of Honor today, we'd appreciate that.
701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550.
Got a note. It was Joan Jett's birthday yesterday. That's what it was. Not Pat Benatar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Joan Jett. Because I was playing some Runaways.
I don't see Tammy Eibach being a real Joan Jett, the black eyebrows thing.
If you saw the pink glasses she's wearing right now, I guess B-52.
Yeah, probably not. There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
The B-52s.
I was a 70s kid. Not an 80s kid.
There you go. That was all of the above.
You think B-52s, you think Rock Lobster, not Love Shack, then.
Right. How are we going to play it?
It's like the first time this song's ever made it to Cape.
This hurt my neck.
I played that at a dance once thinking, because it was like the end of the night, I couldn't get the floor cleared, and I thought, what if I played something really weird? And it was a bunch of people in their like 60s and 70s. This is back in the mid-80s. So I played Rock Lobster thing, and it's going to be too weird for those. Nope. More people came to the dance floor. I'm like, what do I have to do?
How long you haven't been DJing much lately, have you?
Not lately.
Yeah.
Not lately. Oh, my God.
Do you miss
when?
It?
At times.
Okay.
At times. I mean, some of the funnest times of my life were doing that, and some of the worst times of my life.
I'm telling you, nobody can work a chicken dance line like our main man Todd Mitchell right here. or the Mambo Number 5 either. He'll work that Mambo either. 5.
Yeah. Somehow neither one of those got me any gigs there just because. But
we should put this show on Zoom so people could watch and we could actually get up and do the chicken dance.
You should see how Kevin does that.
Oh, you know, you don't want to see that.
Funny.
I was so not expecting any of this today.
Oh, yeah. You have all the wedding standards. You got to get moany out there. You got to get.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I got to have all the standards.
It's Friday. Crazy things happen on Friday. There we go.
There it is. Okay.
Good luck getting this out of your head today.
Oh, stop.
Oh, it's funny.
People.
So let's get back to the, we're doing about the Wall of Honor. I know Trent Luce is going to be talking about that in just a bit.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's one of our newest ambassadors, so we want to launch that publicly.
Wow.
He put it out on Loose Trails this morning. So it's going to be a day filled with Wall of Honor info. We have a lot of exciting things coming up. Big deals happening.
Yeah.
All over the state. From
Kevin,
Wilson.
Someday you and I will get to be ambassadors, too, but our day's, you know, way off there.
Go through
the introductory course first. And
we'll have that next week.
Okay.
How to become an ambassador.
There we go.
It's very difficult. Pass the test. Sure. You have to at least know all the branches of the military. Oh, no.
Kevin?
Dead silence.
Kevin?
Oh, yeah. I know all the branches.
Okay.
Coast Guard in there, too?
Absolutely. And Space Force.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
they
Space Force,
cars
Coast
stuff?
Guard.
What'd you say?
National Guard.
Yeah. Well, the National Guard's considered a division of the Army, aren't they?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Reserves, yep.
Good thing you're not trying to become a citizen.
Well, all the reserves. Every branch has reserves. Yeah, so.
National Guard's
Army, though, yep.
Hey, are you guys
as far as I know it.
Reading about this Venezuelan stuff, releasing all their hard crime prisoners, and they're coming across the border. You guys reading that anywhere?
Yep, talked about it this morning.
Oh, I missed
numerous sources.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Because, yeah, not everybody coming up through the Mexico-U.S. border is Mexican. One of the misnomers. They're coming from all over the world.
Right.
And you know those are going to be the next flood now.
Right.
That's what we want to get in the country. There we go.
Why do we? Why does our country want that? Why does that administration want that?
Are you thinking they get the votes?
There's the grand question. For all of this is why? Why would you want to tank this thing? Why would you want to ruin it? Why would
how is it not a strain on resources? Those poor people in Texas having all of a sudden gobble up that much more people.
Right.
They're not ready for it.
Remember
what we had out in the Bakken where we all of a sudden threw more people out there and we had infrastructure not ready for it. Well, imagine being there where the number's infinite now.
Right.
And one of the Breitbart's reporting on it, there's a number of sources reporting on it, prisons in Caracas, and these are literally, they have no room for them. They are stacked on top of each other like cordwood in the Venezuelan prisons. And not just in Venezuela, in other countries in South America too, but they warn that Caracas has been releasing many convicted inmates from its overcrowded prisons. Undisclosed source within Customs and Border Patrol shared the details with Breitbart as well. And if you think that this is just going to affect Texas, or is this just a...
Oh, heck no.
No. We're a border state now.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's coming our
way. My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
On Friday, the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier and ships from its strike group docked at a naval base in the southern port city of Busan, ahead of joint drills with South Korean forces. North Korea has announced previous U.S. military deployments and joint drills as rehearsals for war and proof of hostile policies by Washington and Seoul. The CDC is reporting 4.4 million Americans have rolled up their sleeves for the updated COVID-19 booster shot. Thursday, public health experts discounted President Biden's recent remark that the pandemic is over. Mississippi's former welfare director, John Davis, a key figure in Mississippi's welfare spending scandal, has pled guilty to federal fraud charges. Mr. Davis directed Mississippi's welfare money to projects it probably should not have gone to. This includes a new volleyball facility requested by former NFL quarterback Brett Favre, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Need to know more? I need to know. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. What do you need to know? You need to know that the University of Mary, if you're considering going back to school and want to advance your education, your career, it is the time to act right now. They're offering online bachelor's, master's degrees in several fields, and you think, oh, well, didn't school already start? Well, no, these things from business to criminal justice to cybersecurity, that degree is really in demand. Education to healthcare, whatever. Finish your degree, begin a new one. You can start online. And again, when you start online, you're on your own schedule. UMary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. That's why they offer credit for previous experience. You can complete your degree sooner. You will earn credit for the experience you already have. Quite simply, just waive the application fee. Promo code is Scott at online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu. It is What's on Your Mind, Friday edition, 23rd of September already. Hey, did you guys see it's the first full day of fall today?
Yeah.
Yeah? So yeah.
I'm wearing fall colors. It's a perfect day.
Are you?
Yeah.
I got a hoodie out. That's as far as I've gotten, but I'm rolling with it. Tammy Eibach is in today and on Monday for Scotty. It's good to have you back, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be here. We've got a big guest coming up, longtime KFYR favorite, Mr. Trent Luce. Are you there?
I'm not that big, Tammy. I'm maintaining my weight about 220.
She said big, not large.
That's right. You said longtime KFYR favorite with Luce Tales.
Yeah.
I glazed over that. I'm wearing my Friday colors for the record. It's Red Shirt Friday.
Then I am too.
Don't you have a vest and a hat on? I mean, that's part of your mojo.
I did not wear a vest this morning, but then I put one on because it is, like you said, it's fall.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a hat on.
Well, Trent, I want to say publicly thank you for agreeing to be an ambassador for the Wall of Honor. Todd and Kevin were asking me, well, what does that mean? Do you have to take a class? No, you just have to be passionate about North Dakota veterans and first responders, active military, and take an active role. And you've agreed to take that active role and partner with us, in a sense, and start talking about the Wall of Honor on all your shows. So we thank you.
Well, Todd's going to take credit for this, you know.
Well, he can.
Well, and that's fine, as he should, because he doesn't get credit often enough. But it was yesterday that just things kind of all came together, and we talked about it on the cafe. But it was my personal experience, and I knew this was taking place, but it was my personal experience with two Vietnam-era war veterans this week in North Platte. And I could just see, they practically teared up talking to me about, well, one of them, I'm standing at the 20th Century Veterans Memorial in North Platte, Nebraska, which was a very moving event. And I'm just standing there talking to this guy, and he said, I want to make sure. And I'm beginning to doubt that all these guys that we were paying tribute to and what I did and what we did is for nothing. And Tammy, mm-hmm. that just hit me so hard. It's like,
yes.
we have to push harder now than ever to identify, to say thank you. And it's not necessarily just to say thank you to those individuals, but by saying thank you to the individuals who got us to this point, that's our own personal reminder that it's our time. We need to step up to the plate and make sure that that 247 years worth of sacrifice on our watch is going to continue to make it work. And so by being a part of the Wall of Honor, it's just an honor for me to be here to help illuminate what it is that they have done and continue doing.
That's right. And we need to keep that alive. As veterans, so many are aging, we need to get those younger veterans into our fold and let them know that we care and that we've been very thankful for their service. Very thankful. And we need to encourage young men and women to continue to join our military forces and to be first responders. It's not an easy gig, but we need to let them know that they will be rewarded in the end with our gratitude.
So I want to just expand upon that because I have an experience with that, first responders and local EMTs as well. And a lot of this is a direct result of what it takes now from a federal bureaucracy just to be an EMT. We had a GOP meeting in my home county this week, and my wife is a chairman of the GOP, so I'm thankful for this. Tyler finds it strange, but I sit there and say nothing because Kelly's just running the show. It's fun for me to do that, right? Just be that mouse in the corner. But we had an individual in this week who is in charge of safety for the county. And we're a community of about 1,000 people, and every community is about 12 miles apart. And he was talking about 2 weeks ago, there was 3 calls from the dispatch. It's Region 26. That doesn't matter. But the people called in from the nursing home in Loup City to get EMT to go to the nursing home to help somebody that had just, I don't remember, they had fallen or what their situation was. They called 3 times, and they couldn't get a response from the EMTs in the town where the nursing home is. So they ultimately called 30 miles away and waited 48 minutes.
Yeah.
48 minutes from the time the first call was made until the EMTs arrived. And the reason that the local EMTs didn't show up is because we're so short-staffed, they were already on calls, and it's just extrapolating into this big problem. And so from an EMT standpoint, those first responders to the veterans and everything that we continue to illuminate on the Wall of Honor and grow that and bring it even more prevalent, I'm just proud to be a part of that.
Well, we're happy to have you on board, that's for sure. And as we've had tremendous growth in North Dakota, there's more growth coming. We had an amazing week with our phone ringing with people wanting Wall of Honors, a couple of nursing homes up in Minot, some events happening out in Watford City that they want to do a Wall of Honor at the Rough Rider Center. That's huge for us. And considering when we had our little staff meeting on Monday and talked about we got to get to Watford City, and then the phone rang. So I thought, my goodness, God has been good to us. He answered that request. So we're growing. We have a goal, Trent, and you know this, we want to be in every county in North Dakota, and we have about 22 counties to go. So we have to make that happen. With over 100 locations, and we have a 100th location event coming up next week, but we'd like to go to 200 locations within this next 365-day period, and then to 300 locations in North Dakota, and then hit the pause button. There's room to do it. Got to get our finances behind it, get our partners to help us with that, increase our visibility in terms of fundraising, and make that happen. And we've got South Dakota, as you know, teed up. We just got to get the movement to get there, and we will. You know, I had an opportunity to hang out with you in South Dakota this summer on the 3rd of July, and I want to talk about that Marine who was there. Was his name Joe?
Captain Tom Stewart.
Tom, who left the Marines, was afraid of he was going to have to be vaccinated, didn't want to compromise himself, and then yesterday a big news flash came out that the Marines are no longer going to require the vaccine for COVID. So I want him to re-up. I do. I want him back training helicopter pilots. He's a great gentleman. How do we make that happen?
Well, I actually have reached out to him. I've not talked to him yet today, but I want to see what his response to that is. I just finished rollout radio this morning, and I had another captain, Captain Steve Sanderson, on, who left the Army for the very same reason and now is a commercial pilot. And we had a phenomenal discussion about what you and I are talking about, Tammy, and that is, how do we build the morale back in the military? How do we build the morale back in the United States?
Right.
And he and Captain Tom Stewart had the same answer. The first step is replace Lloyd Austin, head of the DOD. I think that he is, you know, the puppet that's pulling the strings. So what I think we do, and it ties into why I want to be a part of the Wall of Honor, everything in this country, whether we have forgotten it or not, is driven by the will of the people. And if we are complacent and sit back and expect somebody else to take care of these things, we're going to be disappointed. If we get loud and demand accountability and demand that we honor and respect these individuals who sacrificed so much for us, we will get it. And so by bringing that into all counties in North Dakota and expanding into South Dakota, wherever I'm taking it a lot farther than that. I don't know if you haven't figured that out yet. But anyway, wherever we go, and then have that recognition that this, because I remember the first time I was sitting at Rusty's eating, and I saw this tremendous thing playing up on the wall. And I didn't really know that was the Wall of Honor.
Right.
And that was the moment that I said, I got to learn more about that. And that led me to ultimately to you and everything now that we're talking about doing. But that was about a six-month period of time. We need to make sure everybody recognizes that virtual experience that's taking place, bringing local heroes to the forefront. That took some dedication and time and effort. I mean, how many hours have been put together to find those local people that are making a difference and have made a difference?
Oh, it takes a lot of time, and we try to get out in the public to capture those photos or to capture those individuals as well. But the more walls that are out there, the more honorees that come in. And we're starting to track where those honorees are coming from. As an example, we were at the Morton County Courthouse two or three weeks ago, did a premiere event with an install of a Wall of Honor there. Within the next few days, we're up to 22 new honorees just from that event, who submitted the honorees online, which makes it easy for us. But we're also doing some outreach at events that we'll talk about later in the program, where we take our marketing team, put them front and center at a veterans event, and then capture their information then and put them on the wall instantly. And you should see these people, their faces light up with joy that we know they know we can do it instantly. It's so fun to see. It's been a lot of fun.
That's just awesome. I've myself spent some time in the Morton County city buildings and law enforcement and courthouse lately, but I've not had the same response. I was looking for a different outcome. But we're going to get this man parade done, and we'll have the Wall of Honor there.
Hey, is that man parade still on deck? You guys
October
doing it?
October 10th. Todd's got details. But
okay.
Yeah, October 10th.
I've got details. I'm just the idea guy. You're the one that's done the work on this.
I was the idea. Yeah, that's why we don't have details to the public yet. Exactly.
I'm sensing it's just radio chatter, people, right?
No.
It's not radio chatter. No, it's not.
Okay.
It's a real
cog. There's a cog that we're overcoming.
Okay. Do we need to get some military people to have an honor guard to start your parade?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, we can work on it.
Love that.
So, Trent, you're in North Dakota next week, and we're going to meet.
I am coming to town for the Lake Night Energy Council conference.
Very good.
To kick this off.
Are you staying on with us for the next segment? We can talk about county courthouses.
I can stay on.
Perfect.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or 701-237-1590 by text to What's on Your Mind.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Friday edition is on for What's On Your Mind. Scott Hannon on break, and Tammy Ibox filling in today and coming up on Monday. Brought to you by our friends and broadcasting live from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Online at Freedom Matters USA. If you want to receive news and information from Freedom Matters USA, text Freedom Matters. Freedom Matters to 22828. 22828. Freedom Matters. Just text it. You get all the updates. And, of course, thanks to Freedom Matters USA for bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck. It was a phenomenal event. More online at freedommattersusa.com. Tammy Ibach in for Scotty, guest hosting today. Good to have you back, my friend.
Hey, it's always good to be here. And we've got Trent Luce with us, too. He's a KFYR favorite, as I've coined that phrase. And, Trent, we're going to talk about a challenge. You, as our newest ambassador to the Wall of Honor, big challenge for you. We'd like to get a wall of honor in every county courthouse in North Dakota. We're in the Burley County Courthouse here in Bismarck. Sheriff Lieben has been fabulous. We are in the Morton County Courthouse, and Sheriff there has been fabulous as well. But we need to expand that. And here's what we're hearing from the first responders inside courthouses. It's a morale booster. You show up every day to work, and there's a screen that is flowing, and it thanks the first responders, thanks the police departments, thanks the sheriff's departments, because it's not pretty out there. When we took a look at what happened in little old McHenry over the weekend, what happened here in Bismarck this morning, it's not pretty. They need to know that they're respected, that we trust them, that they're looking out for our communities, and having a wall of honor in a courthouse sets that tone, that they're appreciated. They're loved, too, way beyond donuts. So we've got to put a plan in place, Trent Luce, to get this done. And how many constitutional sheriffs are you friends with in North Dakota that we can get this sheriff challenge going?
Friends with? I can probably only claim two.
Okay.
But I got two. Well, that I know are constitutional sheriffs. But there's surely one in Stark County already, right?
Right. No, we're not in the Stark County Courthouse. That's being teed up right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we want to put a challenge out to Cass County. Sheriff there is Jesse Johnner. He has longtime connections to Linton, my hometown. See if we can get him motivated to do something there.
Shouldn't be a problem then, right?
Right.
Play that hometown card and you should have him.
You're absolutely right. And county courthouses don't have the funds to do this because that's your taxpayer dollars. But we have many veterans organizations who are proudly coming forward and saying, we'd like to sponsor that wall of honor in a courthouse. That matters to us. So we need to get that done. First task for us, Trent.
All right, I'm on it. I think that's a perfect place to start.
It is. It's a good place.
We need to have that conversation with all of the county sheriffs anyway.
Right. And then we have veteran service officers in those locations as well. Every county has one. And to build those partnerships with them so that we can capture those honorees from that county because they know them all.
So, I mean, I'm asking technical questions, but it matters for folks listening locally, too, that might want to say, hey, I'm going to go make this happen in my county. Is this the decision of the sheriff or the county commissioner is going to make this decision?
It's the decision of the county commission, but if we can get a sheriff to ask their county commission for permission to do a wall of honor, we will have the funding available on the back end. And it's easy for us to travel the circuit, but when it comes locally from a sheriff, even a county commissioner to say, we need to do this, we need to step up and do this. We're doing a wall of honor in Beulah at the country club there, and they're going to fund it with a golf tournament on September 29th in the afternoon. How cool is that? So they've got 14 teams put together.
Could be snowing. It might be really cool.
Don't even mention it. No four-letter words on this show.
Well, then you get the orange golf balls out. And
no
you
snow.
Have some fun. I mean, come on here.
Trent.
Why does golf have to be a grass sport anyway? Who decided that?
Our golfers are hoping that they're still wearing their golf shorts instead of trousers. So, no snow.
You know, Tammy, I've been on a golf course about five times in my life, and I might be in Beulah. That sounds like a good idea. But the last time I was on a golf course, I got kicked off.
Really? You were inappropriately dressed? What's the reason you wore a cowboy hat?
See, why would you? Everybody else, see, you know too much about this already, because everybody else thinks, oh, what were you doing? You're doing something in a drunken stupor, weren't you, Trent? No.
I wasn't thinking that either, but... Were
so
you
the
or?
It was actually the third hole. It was also a fundraiser. I was speaking for Penn Ag Industries and at the Fox Chase Country Club in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And on the third hole, the golf pro comes out there and he says, "Mister, I don't know if I can say anything about that black hat. I guess it's okay, but those boots will not continue on my golf course."
Oh God! So, see. Inappropriately dressed. There's a tire.
Inappropriately dressed is spot on.
Hey, Trent, there's some fabulous news. Got a text message that Williams County wants to have a Wall of Honor.
Because you hit me call, we've already got one signed up.
That's outstanding. Thank you, Williams County, and thank you for listening to KFYR. What's on your mind, Sean?
What about Emmons County?
We'll get that done. We don't have them yet.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I know.
Get your act together. Let's go.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Aaron, let's get on it.
Let's get a Wall of Honor. We have several in Emmons County, though. Linton Main Street is populated with two Wall of Honors in local drinking holes.
Okay. Trent knows all about that
because
we hear he spends time there. More What's in Your Mind is on the way.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.